I know that you aren't expecting me to talk, but let me introduce myself. My name is Jermaine Thurston. I am Camilla's husband, and I want to welcome you to A Warrior Diary. In this documentation, you will expect Camilla to take you on a journey of her self-discovery as a wife, a writer, a creator, a woman of God, a person that has flaws, but is rising above that to be a great person, not to the world standards, but to God's standards. So without further ado, I introduce you to Camilla Thurston, and she's going to take you on the spiritual journey.
Hey, y'all. It is Camilla. I'm back. It is July 27th, 9:08 p.m. I'm in my bedroom today, and I am just been having a pretty okay day. Stayed up to sunrise, finishing some writing deadlines that I had set for myself because I really wanted to take probably the last week off and just clear my mind and just be kind of at peace and just not really focusing too heavy on writing per se and just having some free time. My husband's off work until August something, I don't know, or for like 10 days I think he's off. So we're going to do some things, travel around Germany, and today I have a good one. As you know, if you haven't watched or if you haven't listened to the first two episodes, I talked about my why and what am I afraid to start. And of course, I shared why I'm starting my Warrior Diary and why I was afraid to start it. Spoiler alert, that's what I was talking about for episode number two. But if you want to dive more deeper into that, you can check it out. And with that, I'm not going to lie, I was going to skip this week. I wasn't going to put something out because I just felt like so tired, exhausted, and mentally just a little. I just need a rest, I just need a mental break and things like that. But being committed to something is doing it even when you don't want to. And I want to show up, not just for whoever's listening, but I want to show up for God, and I want to show up for myself. Because I know the more I use my voice and the more I talk and the more I let it out, the more I heal. And I think that it's the same for anybody. You know, the more you do that thing that God has called you to do, and the more that you step out, I believe the more that you will heal in some areas, you know? And so, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And I was like, you know what? Let me get my headphones, let me get my computer, and let's just get this thing out. So I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about, but I remember that earlier this year, I wrote down some questions that God was putting on my heart, and I knew that he was getting me prepared for this. Well, I didn't know I was starting the summer, but looking back on it, he was preparing me for now to never be without. So that also goes to show, too, that if God's called you to something, and let's say you feel like you're not qualified, you feel afraid, God will always provide for you. God provided these questions, this particular question I'm going to answer in March. I wrote this down March 30th, 2019. I might do a screen record and share something from my phone to show like how God was preparing me. So I might do that one day and just show y'all that God will prepare you before you even get started. Even when you don't realize that's what he's doing, looking once after you start, you look back on it, you're like, whoa, you were actually preparing me for this. So today, with that being said, I am going to talk about my question for today is, what am I unlearning as a woman? And I think a lot of times we talk about what we learn, you know, what we learn from the past 10 years, what we learn from the past week or whatever in school, what we learn in our job, what we learn as a wife, what have you learned as a mom, what have you learned? But I rarely hear about what have we unlearned. And I think that is just as important as learning something. And this, and side note, if you hear background noise, my fan is going on. I hope it's not going as I'm talking, but if you hear background noise, it's my fan. So what am I unlearning? I am unlearning negativity. I don't consider myself a negative person. I don't. And I think some people won't consider me that either. I'm really good, and I think it's my gift. I believe in encouraging. A lot of people don't know how to encourage somebody, and I think I just have that natural ability to do that. And with that, I'm also learning how to stop being so negative. For instance, let me just dive into it. The way I talk to myself is negative. You know, I will say certain things, or if my husband compliments me, you know, I go, nah, you know, you look beautiful today, nah, you know, stuff like that. And I didn't necessarily realize that that is actually being negative and unloving to yourself when you dismiss somebody's compliment. It doesn't matter how you see you. Well, yes, it does. It does matter how you see you. But when someone's complimenting you, it doesn't matter how you see yourself in that moment. That's what I'm trying to say. So if someone says, you look nice today, or you look beautiful today, it doesn't matter what you think. Accept the compliment. Just say thank you. Even if you roll your eyes and go like, girl, I look fat today, or girl, I need to eat, I look too skinny, or girl, I, you know, whatever. Or even if it's your man, you know, compliment you. Accept it. God thinks you're beautifully and wonderfully made. Does that not matter? I don't know. I think it does. I think it does, right? You know? But yeah, I think I'm just learning how I'm unlearning how to not be so negative, especially with compliments, because I'm too busy focusing on how I look and how I perceive things about myself. And if someone compliments you, you take it. Maybe that's God's speaking through them to get to you. Have you ever noticed, like, people compliment you on the very thing that you are uncomfortable about? Like, let's say if you feel like you're too fat, or you're too scared. Let's say you just have a body image problem. Let's just say it like that. Let's say you have a body image problem, and then you have someone come up to you and say, girl, your body looks good. Girl, you look good. Girl, you lost some weight. Or girl, oh, I see you. Like, whatever. Have you ever noticed that when you don't feel good about yourself and you don't feel good about your body, someone is complimenting you? Have you ever noticed that? Someone's complimenting you on the very thing that you don't like. And so in that moment, it doesn't matter what you think. You just accept that, because that may be God speaking through them to send a message to you to be like, chill, sis. You look great today. You know, quit being so hard on yourself. Another thing that I'm learning is how people view me when it comes to criticism. And I'm not talking about helpful criticism. I'm talking about the other kind, the other criticism, where it's like, you can just discern that they're not trying to help you. They're just trying to talk about you. You know what I mean? And put you in a negative light or whatever. That, and also how people view me, especially when they have not gotten to know me, when they haven't gotten to know me, is not my problem. That's theirs. That's between them and the Lord. I had an issue of always taking what people said about me to heart in the past. And I thought that I had to prove my worth, prove that I was a good person. I thought I had to prove that I wasn't who they think I was, and I'm not what I did. I thought that was my job to do that. And that cost me a lot mentally. I can honestly say that cost me a lot. And I had to realize that it is not about what they think, is about what God says. especially if I repented, especially if I'm making the changes that I need to make, you know what I mean? And especially if I'm not, I was going to say not evil. You know, there are evil people out there who sit and plot against people and actually try to hurt people and stuff like that. I made a lot of bad choices, and I can honestly say I have not plotted against anybody. Anytime I ever plotted to get revenge or to do something to somebody, I never done it. Never done it, because that's just not who I am, you know? And I think that I own what I've done. I've owned the bad things that I've done. But in the past, I was trying to put myself in a good light. And it got to the point where I was super cautious of what I shared on social media. Not that I was being fake. I wasn't being fake, but there were just things that I wanted to talk about, I wanted to write about and stuff like that. And I felt like I couldn't. Things I wanted to say, wanted to share, like you see other posts and memes and things like that. And I wanted to share, but I felt like I couldn't because I was trying to put myself in this, light that was different than their perception of me. And I was cautious of the pictures that I posted. I was cautious of, you know, just everything. And not even just that, even if I was around those people or whatever, I felt like I had to act a certain way. Not that I was acting fake. I wasn't acting fake, but I would diminish certain parts of who I was to seem like, I don't know how to explain that one, but I would just diminish some things about myself. And that wasn't right either. You know what I mean? That wasn't right. And so, and that was around probably 2014 to like, ooh, Lordy. Honestly, kind of on and off up until now. You know, to this year, probably. So probably on and off for like 4 to 5 years, I was doing that. And now in 2019, you know, with this self-discovery journey in Christ and all these conversations that I have with God, I'm just like, why are you acting like, why be you, girl? Why? Why are you diminishing certain parts of yourself? Yeah, you're quiet. And yeah, you do act reserved around certain people only because you just don't know them and things like that. And, or it's in a professional environment, of course, you know, you're not going to go out there and be loud and all that stuff. And you know what I mean? You ain't going to bring like your home self into a professional atmosphere. 9 times out of 10, you can kind of keep it reserved a little bit and, you know, and stuff like that. But just overall, I just wasn't happy. And I guess that was a thing too in 2018. After we moved here to Germany, I just wasn't happy with myself. I didn't want to live that way anymore. It wasn't because of us leaving the US. It wasn't because I was lonely. It wasn't because, you know, things people probably thought I would be unhappy about. It was me. I was just unhappy in my own skin. And I've always have been sort of that way. But I guess because for so long I had something to distract me from it. And whether it was just helping other people, that could be a distraction. Even though you're genuinely helping other people, you can put yourself aside and your feelings aside to help someone else. You know, whether it was researching stuff on business, starting a business and stuff like that, you know, that keeps you occupied for sure. Just, you know, just other things. And I just realized that it's time to be fully who God created me to be. Because there are things like, okay, you know how there are things that, you know how people say you are your true self when you are alone. I think I pretty much believe that, you know, So if you really are truly unhappy, that's not necessarily meaning you walk around with a frown on your face. Sometimes the most unhappy people are smiling every day, giving you a hug, asking, how are you? But really they're sad on the inside. And I think I had to take that time in 2018 and really be real when I kept realizing, like, yo, what is going on? Like, why am I so unhappy? And I realized that I wasn't comfortable with the skin that God gave me. And not like my physical skin. I mean, just like who I am, like my spirit, my, you know, my personality, my character, all that. For so long, you know, when you've been told, you know, you're this, you're that, or people judge you off of something that you did, and that could kind of make an identity crisis, because then you start to think, oh, am I a bad person? Am I untrustworthy? Am I this? You know, you'll start questioning things unintentionally, I think. And sometimes those thoughts can make you do things to yourself, or think, have thoughts in your head that are not godly and not helpful. I don't know if I'm making any sense right now, but I hope so. I think the biggest thing for me is that I had to get real with myself. I have like real conversations with God. Like, not that, you know, routine type of talk and prayer. I mean, like, Lord, I don't like who I am right now. I'm jealous of people I see on social media, even though I don't know their lives like that. And it's just a one moment that they're posting. But still, it's just like, yo, I want to feel joy. I don't want to feel like my life is just passing me by. I don't want to feel like I'm losing. And so I just had to do a lot of heart work. Still doing it. That's why I'm doing my warrior diary now. You know, I'm still doing it, but I guess I'm just letting you all in on what this means to me. So, you know, I'm unlearning. I guess at the end of the day, I'm unlearning the blind hatred that I had for myself, caused by people's thoughts about me, when I know that's not true. When I wake up and go to bed with myself every day, and I know that's not true. And it doesn't matter what they think. It only matters what God thinks. So I guess if you, right now, whether you're my warrior sister listening, or my warrior brother, you know, maybe you're a man who's listening. Are you taking captive other people's thoughts of you? Are you holding those captive in your mind and allowing those to sink into your heart? And that gets manifested into these negative actions, these negative words you speak of yourself, and you don't even realize it. If that's you, and you feel like you're unhappy with yourself, and if you feel like you're being left out, you're jealous of people, but you don't want to admit it, you're liking their photos, but deep down you wish you had what they had, you still holding on to what people have said about you 5 years ago, and you allow that to dictate your life instead of surrendering to God all of that, so he can remind you who you are in him. So he can remind you that you are beautiful and you are wonderfully made, and you are his daughter. And you are, or son, if you're listening, and you are precious to him. you are a conqueror, more than a conqueror. I don't know. I just, if that's you, I'm trying to, because I'm in it right now. If I'm honest, been married almost 3 years and been with my husband almost 6 years. I've been fake. I have not been fake. However, I'm letting down some walls and opening some layers of my personality to him for the first time now. I don't know if he notices that, but just like my goofiness sometimes I will keep certain things to myself, and now I kind of just let it out, you know, because that's how I act when I'm by myself. To me, who you are by yourself, you should be able to be like that around the people who love you. And if you're not, ask God to help you with that. I guess that's what I would say to anybody who's struggling with that. Ask God to help you. First, surrender it all to Him. The jealousy, the hatred, the negativity. Just tell Him, like, He's your friend, because He is. You know, just let it out. Tell Him how you don't like so-and-so because she has what you want. Whatever it is, let it all out. I mean, nothing left unsaid, nothing left in your mind and your heart. And then you ask Him to help you change that, because life is way too precious to not be who God made you to be. So I guess I would just leave with that. Leave off of that. Until next time, I probably will tackle this question again, because there's so many things that I am unlearning, but I feel like this is a good stopping point. So until next time, I pray that whatever is in your heart, whatever is troubling you, as you're feeling it now, that you will start to release it to God, whether you're just writing it out on your phone or in your journal, or you want to record yourself too. Whatever it is, let it out. Allow God to change your life. See you next time. Hey, thank you so much for taking out the time to listen to my Warrior Diary. It means so much to me. I want to invite you to join the Warrior Sisterhood. It's my free online community of women. Guys, I know, I'm sorry, but it is for women only. We unite together via email to pray, believe, and take action on our lives. Please visit CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood to learn more and join. That's CamillaCThurston.com/sisterhood.